Okay, so this is Christine Olson. I'm at Frank Zito's house to conduct an interview on April 3rd. It's around 10:15 in the morning, and here's Frank.
Good morning. My name is Frank Zito. I retired from the Department of Sanitation as a supervisor and a marine dispatcher, and we're going to go over my career today.
Great. Okay, so I'd like to start with just learning a little bit about you, if you wouldn't mind telling me where you were born and raised.
Oh, right here on Staten Island.
Oh, great. Oh, you're a native Staten Islander.
Yes.
And have you always lived, did you move around as a kid on Staten Island, or did you live?
No, not really. When I got married, I moved into this neighborhood in 1983, and I've been in this same house since 1983.
Wow. And what does your wife do?
My wife works at for a construction company, Signature Construction in Brooklyn, by the Gowanus Canal. That's where her office is.
Great. And do you have any children?
I have a son who's 25 years old. He just returned from California. He was out there for his master's degree, and he went to the university, the Academy of Arts University in San Francisco.
Great. Cool. Okay, so I'm gonna switch to talking about your career now. So, when you first started working for the DSNY, what were the circumstances under which that happened?
I got hired as a sanitation worker in 1990, and I was stationed in East New York in Brooklyn East 17, and I did various jobs there, driving trucks and emptying trucks at the dumps. So I was pretty familiar with most of Brooklyn.
Okay, and what motivated you to take the test and join the DSNY? I know that for some people, they wait a really long time to get.
Well, I did because I joined the job at 34 years old. I was working for Manufacturers Hanover Trust, which became Chemical, which became Chase. So it was a very turbulent time,
I see.
for me in the banking industry. So I figured, let me take the sanitation test, which was a godsend because it had the 20-year retirement.
Yeah, and did you have to wait long before you were called after you took the test?
I took the test, and it was 6 years later that I got called. I didn't even realize that. I thought the list had expired,
Wow.
but I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you said that your first position was as a sanitation worker in Brooklyn, and then after that, what was, how did you kind of move through the department?
Well, I transferred to the Fresh Kills landfill, and in 1996, I was promoted to supervisor, and I was placed in the tower, which at the time no one even believed me when I told them that my job was going to be in Fresh Kills in the as a marine dispatcher working in the tower.
Was that because people were unfamiliar with that position even
Oh,
existing, or just,
definitely.
yeah?
I didn't even realize that they had this position within the sanitation department. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and so when you went straight from being a sanitation worker in Brooklyn to the marine dispatcher position, is that
Oh, I
correct,
worked
or did
down
you
in the
work?
landfill for a couple of years, for 4 years as a sand worker,
I see.
working on the docks with the barges.
Oh, I see. So you were already kind of familiar a little bit with
Yeah, oh,
that by
definitely,
then.
definitely.
Cool. And then how so and you said that was in 1996?
Yes, I was promoted in 96.
Okay. And when you changed jobs, was there anything that you missed about being a sand worker, or were you?
I just enjoyed, because I worked in the banking industry, so I enjoyed being outside, and I enjoyed working on the docks. It was physical work, and but then when I went into the tower as a dispatcher, a supervisor, I didn't mind it at all because I had already worked 12 years in an office job, so I was back to the office once again.
And were there things that you were happy to leave behind when you moved into the tower? Or were you?
Not really. I was excited
Yeah.
because The tower was a three-story building that you had to walk up to. Wow. You could hear people coming up the stairs. Mm-hmm. When you worked in the tower, you knew someone was coming. Yeah. But I worked in this three-story tower with a huge antenna, a radio antenna on the top of it that was like... That was like a magnet for when you had a thunderstorm.
Oh, you know, I see.
It always knocked out the radio.
Wow. And was there any training that the department gave you to start that job?
Extensive training, because it was 9 weeks of training.
Wow.
I worked on each shift, mm-hmm. Evenings and the day shift with the supervisors for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then I worked a week by myself. With someone looking over my shoulder for a week,
mm-hmm.
and then I went live after 9 weeks of working in the tower.
Wow. So you said it sounds like there were more experienced folks that you were sort of able to learn from.
Oh, definitely. My coworkers, they were doing the job a long time, and they were very knowledgeable with explaining to me about the tides, and this is something that was all new to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I learned from them how to work around the tides, mm-hmm. and things like that in the landfill.
Cool. And were there pretty set protocols in place that you were sort of brought into follow, or did you have to figure a lot of things out for yourself?
Oh no, we had forms on top of forms, checks on top of checks.
Yeah.
Every time you moved the barge, it was tracked.
Uh-huh.
Every time you tracked the weather,
mm-hmm.
you tracked the wind speed, an hourly wind speed direction, and like I said, you tracked every tug that came into the landfill, what they brought in barge wise, and what they went out with.
Wow. And was there anything that you felt like when you started you had not been trained to do or had not been prepared for?
Not at all.
No surprises.
Not at all.
That's great. That would be really stressful, I can imagine. and then were there any instances when you first started that you, that there are any problems or mistakes or things like in the learning curve? Or was everything
The only thing that was frightening was when someone left, because I used to try to get into work an hour ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
so I could go over what the previous dispatcher had done. And then I used to stay an hour later after my shift to go over what I had done with the supervisor coming on to see if he would do anything differently.
I see. Oh, that's great. And did you feel like when you were in that position that there were anything that you were able to improve about the way that they were doing things, or you know, do you feel like you contributed any kind of new?
Well, basically, everything that I was taught was strictly to be adhered to as far as the forms,
mm-hmm.
and what they did.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I brought to the job, I think, was that just my attitude,
mm-hmm.
with the workers,
mm-hmm.
You know, with the people in the marine transfer stations, letting everyone know that I was on,
mm-hmm.
duty and that type of thing.
I see. Okay, so now we're going to kind of move to more of the day-to-day aspects of the job once you were up and running. So I was wondering if you could kind of walk me through a day at work. You know, I know that there's not... Every day is different there because of circumstances. But, you know, what would, if you were to go in there, you know, this morning, like, what would a typical day be like?
Well, a typical day, today is a beautiful day, so the weather would not be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But the weather could be a factor when there's rain, when there's wind,
mm-hmm.
when there's fog.
Mm-hmm.
All the elements that would affect the tug going. You'd have to be careful of. A typical day would be, like I said, just going in and saying hello to all the supervisors in the MTSs, letting them know that I was working on the job. The people in the landfill,
mm-hmm.
letting them know that I was on the job, And that included the launch boat operators that worked in the landfill also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then once you had sort of made it known that you were there, what were you doing throughout the shift?
Well, what I was doing, it was like a big crossword puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And you had 8 hours to complete it.
Yeah.
When you went in, you would follow up on whatever the previous dispatcher was doing. And you would plot out the course of the day,
mm-hmm.
What MTSs needed barges, how you were going to get them there,
mm-hmm.
What tugs were coming into the landfill, and what they were going to leave with.
I see. And was it all kind of that immediate day-to-day management, or were there also like longer-term, you know, systems or projects that you were also responsible for?
The longer term projects would have been if there was a barge that was damaged that needed to go to the shipyard, mm. where we made arrangements on a certain days
mm-hmm.
to hire a tug to take the barge to the shipyard.
Uh-huh. I see. So you would sort of fit that stuff in,
right.
in the interims between the other. Okay. And then how long was this shift?
It was 8 hours.
8 hours. Okay. And were there dispatchers in the tower around the clock, or was it?
Yes. It was 24/7.
Okay.
And like I said, once the person you relieved was gone, you were in the tower for 8 hours on your own.
Wow.
So whatever decisions you made, you had to live with.
Wow. And so that means that there were 3 shifts per day. Is that
yes.
correct? Okay. And how many did you work per week? How many shifts?
You worked a 40-hour week.
Oh, okay. So
and so you usually worked, you could work up to 6 days a week. Mm. It's sometimes when you worked your day off, and also Sundays, too. So you would work Sundays once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know with the sanitation workers, their chart day or their day off is rotating. Is that also the case for you?
Yes, it
tower?
Was for the offices.
Uh-huh.
And I just like to add, during this time period, I was like an extra officer in the tower.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go out to all the MTSs.
Oh.
So I was very knowledgeable about all the different MTSs and their needs and whatnot from working in them.
Oh, that's great. And then did you always work the same shifts, or was it variable through the week?
No, I worked 3 shifts a week.
Uh-huh.
And I worked all in the entire 5 boroughs every week.
Mm-hmm. I see.